Aloha and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. So today I'm going to be doing an empath energy report. I have some updates for you on some things that are going on because truthfully the energy right now is kind of freaking some people out. So I thought that this would be a very good time to do an updated energy report. Plus, we're going to be facing some critical energy points in our charts, and that's something that I feel like is really good to know so that you can kind of learn or figure out how to work through this. And speaking of that, if you are just joining me or if you're new, I want to let you know that the Empath University is now open. It's been a huge, huge success. The people who have gotten into my classes, it's really, truly been overwhelming, the response I'm getting from the empaths who are just feeling like they've been struggling, and they go to Empath University, they get into one of the classes, and they're just, I have people texting me things and emailing me things about, they're mind blown, and immediately it's changed their lives. So that was a lot of hard work for me. And I was very happy to hear that it was helping you. Like my heart and soul has gone into this university, and I truly am trying to do everything that I can to help empaths just feel more empowered and stronger, and being able to manage their gifts while not feeling like, you know, they had to be like weird and be meditating all the time and like just be separated from everybody else so that they can feel inclusive in living life at yet managing their gift at the same time. And if you're unsure if you're an empath, definitely check out the quizzes below, because the quiz is pretty cool and I've gotten a really great response from that as well. But I've created some quizzes. They're free. You just pop in there. And I have two of them. One's a psychic senses one, in case you're wondering what about that. But the empath quiz is really awesome. You'll find out a lot about your abilities there. Anyways, most likely you are an empath, or you might not be listening to this podcast because it probably wouldn't make any sense to you, or you probably wouldn't care. So that being said, let's get into what's happening with the energy right now. So we are hitting some critical energy points in our empath charts right now. And this is currently happening. It's been happening already in last month, and it's going to continue to happen through December. And you might have kind of been clued in on that with my Empaths Are Shifting podcast, but this is a little bit different with this energy wave of some stuff that you might be facing right now. And these critical energy points, they're going to be different for everybody, but they're going to be focusing on the same overall theme, which is stability. Stability is going to be the primary focus of these energy points. How you feel stability-wise. And it's going to be, I love this, I have kind of a love-hate relationship with this transition, because you're not just going through it, I'm going through it as well. And there's some so cool stuff about it, but we're having to go through some things that make us feel uncomfortable. However, they're necessary. And so that's been a little bit rough, not just on you guys. It's been rough on me as well. Because we're going to have to basically revisit our stability. And what's happening with these energy points is our stability is actually shifting. And so the energetic of our stability, the energetic foundation of which three parts of our life are based on, financial, relationship, and happiness. So those three energy point centers are going to be the focus of this stability. And so that is going to be feeling probably a little bit rocky to you. One of those points, two of them, or maybe all three of them, are going to be feeling, you're going to feel a little bit unstable. It's going to be like kind of like an earthquake. The ground is shifting underneath you. And so while this is happening, you're probably going to be addressing a lot of fears. So it's very similar to an earthquake. Like if an earthquake is happening, the ground is shifting, and you start being fearful of what's going to happen. Is the ground going to stop shifting? Is the landscape going to look different when this is done? Is my house going to hold up? Am I going to be safe? Am I going to be okay? You know, there's going to be a lot of that fear-wise coming through. And the reason that it's affecting your stability is because, like I said, everything is shifting. Energetically, we are moving a frequency. We're adjusting a frequency. And when we adjust a frequency, we've got to move with a frequency. And so that means we're going to have to reinforce or readjust our stability. And that is, it's good, and it's not comfortable. So what's basically going to happen is you're going to be having some things happen in your life that are probably going to be related to financial relationship and or your happiness that are going to come up that are going to be fears or things that you are going to have to address. And you might not even think of them as the necessarily like, your brain might be going, you know, this isn't the worst thing that's going on, but internally, as from an impasse point of view, you're going to be like kind of freaking out. Like your brain might be going, actually, I can kind of see that, which is weird because it's the opposite of what normally happens. What normally happens is your brain's freaking out, going, oh my God, why is this happening? And then your internal senses are going, you know what, calm down, it's going to be okay. So it's kind of going the opposite direction right now, which is really can throw you for a loop. Because if you work through it kind of like logically, you'll be able to see that, you know what, this is probably supposed to work out this way, and this is probably supposed to happen. So again, what I mean by that is there will probably be things that you're going to need to address or changes or shifts that may not be of your choosing, but you may have to choose something as a result of something going on in your financial house, relationship house, or your emotional happiness house. And your energetic house is what I mean by that. And so there is going to be a lot of stuff, of fears that may be based around those areas that will probably come up for you over either last month, currently, and or moving into the next month. And the thing is with that is there needs to be some shifting and change. And the reason that you're getting worried or fearful or you're having to adjust it is because right now the energy has to be restructured at your personal critical energy points. And that may be one of or all of those three things that I was talking about. So right now, energetically restructuring in those areas is going to be necessary if you have resistance somehow or energy which no longer serves you in those areas. And what I mean by that is, let's just say that you kind of blown off your finances for a while or whatever. And like I said, we kind of talked about this in the last podcast a little bit, but some stuff has come up to where you're like, now I need to redo my budget. Like this is like, I'm nervous. I need to redo my budget. It's because there was some energetic blockage going on there that, or resistance that you most likely didn't realize was happening, but it needs to be cleared for you to align with this new frequency, this new frequency that we're moving to in 2020. Relationships. Maybe you were going about your relationship just fine, and or some fears or different things have come up that you've had to address, different worries that you've had about in your relationship. And it may not just be intimate relationships. It could potentially be coworker relationships. It could be family relationships, friendships, different things like that. Any type of relationship. It doesn't have to be intimate. But where there needs to be a shift and a change regarding your relationship status of that particular relationship. You need to address some fears, worries, concerns, or you need to maybe do some letting go. Financially and happiness-wise, the same thing. All of these are going to have the same theme. Fears will potentially surface. Unexpected issues will potentially surface. And ridding yourself of old energy regarding all three of those points. That's going to be huge to moving on to this new frequency. So getting rid, I'm going to repeat this, of old energy that surround your financial relationship and happiness. Getting rid of old energy in regards to that. What used to make sense with your financial stability, what used to make sense with your relationship stability and your happiness, these are now going to be shifting because there's a lot of stuff going on in those three areas that no longer serve you, but you're kind of hoarding the energy that went with that. So you've kind of created an energetic belief system regarding those three things, and you're trying to pull it into the next frequency. Sort of like you're maybe going on an airplane to Fiji or something, and now they're saying, you know what, you can only bring 20 pounds with you, although it's normally 50. You can only bring 20 pounds of clothing with you. And you know you're not even going to wear much, swimsuit, shorts, but yet you're still trying to pack some pants in there. And what if it gets cold? So you're throwing a jacket in there and you're throwing like all these comfort items in and you're trying to bring 40 pounds of stuff on the plane with you when it's like, nope, you're only bringing 20. That's the limit. So it's like you're energetically trying to pull some stuff, that some old patterns with you that no longer will work with this new frequency. And so what's going to happen if you don't, let's just say you're like, well, okay, that's cool and all, but you know what? I like this frequency and I'm not moving on to that frequency because I like this extra stuff. And this makes me really uncomfortable to, like, I'm so fearful to move forward. Like I don't even know what to do. If you choose to go that route, you're going to be facing a lot of resistance and it will continue to get bumpier and bumpier and bumpier until you're just like, you know what, I'm tired. I just give up. Because this new frequency is really going to be about trusting and aligning with a new powerful energy, which is going to be bringing around a lot of opportunities. But it's also about restructuring your energetic belief system and learning more about the energetic culture. If you really want to become more an empowered empath and learn how to align with this stuff, there's got to be a new level of trust and belief in energetic culture and how that works. And in order to move to that other frequency, you're going to have to learn how to adjust and trust that, you know what, I can feel that there's a shift here. So just kind of to give you a little bit of a breakdown, these things that you might be addressing or having to do, these big critical energy points in your chart right now that are going to need restructured, they're basically your foundation. These, you're going to definitely have a sense that, you know what, I can, if you just step out of fear for a minute, you're going to be like, you know what, I know I've need to address this for a while. I could feel this coming. Somehow I thought it was going to go away, or I could feel it coming, or actually I know I want this. I can feel the urge to have something new in this area, and I know that this is the right area to go, is to release this old energy and move this new direction. I know it. I can feel it. But your fear holds you back and creates resistance. So you've just kind of just kept doing what you were used to doing all of this time. And so for these things that you need to let go of and restructure, you're going to know. You're going to know that, you know what, I can feel that there's something good for me here if I just stop being afraid and resisting. I'm going to feel so relieved to have this handled. I've put this on the back burner for so long. I've wanted to do this, but it's just like I don't want to do it now, and I didn't want to do it then. You'll know that there is, you can feel positive vibes with this shift if you just take a minute to tune into it. But what is going to cause a lot of problems for a lot of empaths is they're not going to be able to see the outcome. That's when the trust part comes in. You're going to be, well, I hope that this is the outcome, and I know that I can feel that this is probably better for me, but I can't really see the end of the tunnel, and that makes me scared. And so that's where this new relationship that you're going to have to start building, if you really want to start aligning with this new powerful energy that's coming in 2020, you need to learn how to create a trusting relationship. You need to learn with the energetic culture. You need to learn how to restructure your belief system. And that's going to cause you to kind of take a leap of faith on some things. But I wouldn't go so far as to look that far out if I was you, necessarily. I'll get to that in a minute. But I would start with handling whatever issues are coming up and whatever fears are coming up right now. If you have some fears that you haven't addressed, or some issues or some worries, start baby steps and start figuring out how to restructure. Like, financial stuff is easy. You know, sit down and restructure what you're doing financially or what you're desiring to do in 2020. Relationship stuff, if you have some things that you need to address, start kind of working through, how am I going to shift this relationship? How are we going to create a new thing going on? Because these old patterns are no longer working. Otherwise, it wouldn't be coming up right now. Because Jen said that this is all about releasing old patterns. This is all about breaking old patterns and habits. And you are breaking old patterns and patterns and habits during these critical energy points. That's what this is about. And so anything that's causing you fear and worry right now is an old pattern and pattern. That is like a tongue twister. It's an old pattern and habit that you need to rid yourself of. And so view it that way. Instead of being fearful, ask yourself, what's my pattern and habit regarding this? What have I been repeating? What am I doing? What is the sum of this? What do I normally do? How did I create this foundation? How's it feel to me? Because if I'm worried about it, then this is no longer working as I move into 2020. So I need to not repeat that. And so that's where you want to start, is any fears is you're going to want to address, and you're going to want to be like, you know what? I can't keep repeating this pattern. And then you're going to want to do what you can to make some positive changes. So be proactive. That would be the next step you're going to want to do, is you're going to want to be proactive. If it comes to what you're doing, like, again, like you're working so much that you're not enjoying the holidays, then you need to consciously make, that would be addressing your happiness. You would need to consciously make an effort to, you know what, I'm going to take these exact days off in December. It might be mentally off. I'm going to make more hours during the Monday or Friday or whatever during the week, but I'm going to consciously make some type of shift. And then I'm just going to trust that things are going to, as we move into 2020, it's just going to feel better. So be proactive and then trust that whatever you're doing to be proactive is going to lead to something really cool. Because the other thing that's coming with these critical energy points is going to be huge opportunity as we've been moving forward and moving forward. And this opportunity has been manifesting in the end of October, and then it was getting stronger in November. Now that manifestation energy is starting to become very prominent and very strong. But this whole shifting part, this learning about your fears, what's super cool about that is it's surfacing because opportunity is surfacing. And the opportunity can only be reached by restructuring. And the fears are going to show you where that resistance has been hiding. And so what I mean by that is the opportunity energy is stirring as your internal senses, your empathic senses are going to want to align with that energy. This is going to now bring to the surface fears because you're going to be going, okay, I'm feeling the urge to align with this, but now I'm feeling like I need to release this weight. And more often than not, you're going to have overlooked the weight that you are carrying, energetic weight. You're going to have overlooked the resistance that you've been having regarding those three houses. And it's going to be something that you, like I said, you kept putting on the back burner and you didn't realize that you had so much resistance regarding these situations that are coming up currently. And so this is a huge opportunity for you to find that resistance that you've been projecting for a while now that you just kind of been not viewing as resistance. You just viewed as habits, right? And that is going to be super cool because once you go, okay, I'm going to start addressing this and I'm going to be making these shifts, then you're going to start aligning little by little. You don't have to do all of them, but each time you make a shift, each time you make an adjustment, you're going to line up a little bit better, and then you're going to line up a little bit better, and then a little bit better. And each time you're going to be feeling a little bit lighter and a little bit lighter. And the interesting thing is, if you start to just make a concentrated effort to go, you know what, my foundation is not crumbling, it just needs changed. We're just changing my stability. It's not crumbling. We're just creating a new foundation. We're creating a new one. And I'm open to ideas. Guess what? This new opportunity energy is going to bring you ideas. It's going to bring in new stuff. It's going to bring in, if as long as you're being proactive in wanting to try to align with this new energy and want to try to figure it out and really let some of that old energetic baggage go, the energy will begin to also align with you, and it will begin to fill in some cracks with opportunities and in ideas and new stuff that maybe you didn't think of. So for instance, here's a good example for me. I actually, I have a few businesses and I have, I'm very comfortable with my accountant who I've had for many, 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 many years from the beginning of any of my businesses. And out of the blue, the one that does all of my stuff, one that I feel like handles all my financial areas, literally, I got an email when I emailed her that said, oh, I'm no longer here. And contact the office. Are you what? I don't know if any of you have businesses, but she literally just disappeared off the face of the planet and she had all my business financial responsibilities. If that wasn't extremely scary, because I need to, file reports and do all these things that I don't do because I do energy reports. That's my thing. I teach. I do energy reports. I don't do accounting things. So that was very scary for me. And I emailed and called and disruption was happening. They weren't getting back to me. I wasn't getting back to them. They weren't getting back to me. We were missing each other. And I had started having a lot of fear coming up. Well, what am I going to do? Well, are these reports going to be late? Are they going to get handled? Do I have to try to become an accountant now and find somebody else? But truthfully, when I aligned with that, because I know about this energy stuff going on, I thought, you know what? I've actually been meaning to move this accountant to a new one that I had talked to, a new tax person a while ago. And I'd actually went and talked to them. But you know what? It was just easier to leave it where it was. It was just easier to leave it there. I'd been there so long. It seemed like a lot of work to move it over. It was just a whole thing. And right before I was doing this podcast, after missing them for a week or so, missing each other, I got a call from the place, and the lady said, you know what, we're going to help you as much as you can. However, we really think you need to find somebody new. So then I had gone to the point where I was like, okay, well, before she called, I thought it'll be fine. They'll figure it out, and I can just, we'll move into with somebody new, and maybe I'll start to move some of my stuff over to this new lady that I had found a year ago. And then she calls and says, you know what? You're going to move faster than you think, basically, because we're feeling like it's probably, we're not going to leave you high and dry or anything. But we think it's probably best that you start transitioning your stuff over like you talked about. And so, again, panic wants to set in because, truthfully, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot that I need to move over. But I know that this has a lot to do with the frequency, and I know that I should have probably done this before. I can feel, if I go into and go, well, how does this really feel? It actually feels like a good move. It feels like a good shift. It feels like releasing old energy from the past that is tied to that financial house and creating new abundant energy. And I really, truly feel that way. Now, in the interim, is it going to be fun? No, absolutely not. But I'm trusting and believing that this process is happening for a reason. That's just one for instance. I've had some other things going on where I've had to release some old relationships and different things, and I immediately didn't want to do it, but knew it had to be done. Just different things that have gone on, just really some major shifting going on in my life. But I'm not fighting it because I've done this long enough that, you know, I don't want to. And I'm too tired to fight it at this point. So when these things come, I really do see opportunity, especially when I'm feeling the positive vibe of this new frequency. There's not always such a positive vibe, but this new frequency, I really want to align with because I'm seeing some really good stuff happening. And every time that I start to make some shifting and changes regarding critical energy points I'm personally facing, I feel immediately lighter. Something happens all of a sudden that's like, wow, yep, I can tell I'm heading in the right direction. Like I definitely can feel a positive shift. You can start to see everything align pretty quickly. So that's just a for instance, but there's a lot going on with these critical energy points. So to sum it all up, you are going to be facing critical energy points last month, that currently and next month. And these points will feel difficult and probably uncomfortable, but they're absolutely necessary. These points will be primarily focusing on stability aspects of your life. Places that you really feel like you need to feel stable. Those are going to be critical energy points that might feel rocked to you. And they're going to encompass three areas of your life: your financial house, your relationship house, and basically your happiness. Those, you may be affected in one area, you may be affected in all three areas. You are going to be faced with huge opportunity and high frequency energy that you are being prepared to align with. Your soul and your psychic senses, your spiritual senses are preparing you to align with this high vibe, positive frequency moving into 2020. They're trying to help you. Your spiritual body is trying to align with it because it knows it's the right thing to do. So now it's going to be up to you. The ball is going to be in your court. Are you ready to release old energetic habits and patterns and beliefs that you've held on to and have created that's no longer probably going to work for you moving forward, especially if you're wanting to align with this new frequency? Are you going to resist that, or are you going to adjust to it and create new energetic patterns and belief systems and learn how to create a relationship with amongst the energetic culture? Anyways, hopefully you are going to release and align. That is totally my plan, actually. I've been doing it. It's working out wonderfully, even though it doesn't feel the best. It's kind of like the roller coaster rides that you go on, you know, at the time. It's kind of freaky and scary and bumpy and highs and lows and a lot of fear going on. But afterwards, you're kind of filled with excitement and bonding, and that was kind of fun. Well, maybe not for me because I don't really like roller coasters. But anyways, you get my drift. So hopefully you found this helpful. I'd love to see you over at Empath U. If you'd like some more information, or if, you know, you just need to figure out how to manage your empath abilities better, that's a super awesome program or school. There's a lot going on over there. And or don't forget to take the quiz if you haven't already, because it's super awesome and people are loving it, and I think you'll enjoy. All right, subscribe if you have not, because I'll be doing a lot more of these. Like, comment, and I read all the comments, and I love to hear your thoughts. And till next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts, a new way to keep your teen safer as they grow, like making sure they've got the right gear for riding.
Knee pads.
Check.
And helmet.
Done. See ya, Dad.
New Instagram Teen Accounts, automatic protections for who can contact your teen and the content they can see.